Hello, everybody. Good afternoon to you. This is Shukri Writes. I am the host of the Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. You can usually hear the Shukri Writes Show every Wednesday mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. on these stations. Today, I have decided that I'm going to use these next 2 hours from 12 noon to 2 p.m. to replay and rebroadcast the historic Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM WMFO from March 12, 2020. It was that very show that broadcasted live on the airwaves of WMFO the live breaking news that developed over the air over the shutdown of sports as we knew it. The world yet to have realized the grave situation that was yet to unfold, yet here in the United States, on the night of March 12th, Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz tested positive for coronavirus, which led to the NBA deciding that it was going to suspend its season indefinitely. The following day, on March 12, 2020, was a day that I'll never forget. It was a day of multiple events that unfolded over the course of a 2-hour period during the live broadcast of the Shukri Writes Show on 91.5 FM WMFO. What you're about to hear is the rebroadcast of that entire 2-hour show. What you're about to hear is everything that unfolded in live time on that fateful day of March 12, 2020. So keep in mind that everything that happened from a year ago is being replayed for historic purposes and to remember what happened in the hours after that fateful late evening of March 11, 2020, and as well as covering the topics that broke during that day during the Shukri Writes Show that was broadcasted from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Without further ado, here is hour number one of the Shukri Writes Show from March 12, 2020.
Right now, I'm told that the Jazz are sitting in their locker room, lined up in a circle. They all have masks over their face, and they're going to be tested by Oklahoma health officials for the virus. And the test basically involves opening their mouth, sticking their tongue out, having their inside of their cheek swabbed almost to the point where you will gag for 10 seconds. And so they're sitting there, and that may be happening, honestly, right now as we speak, because the health officials were in the hallway getting ready to go back into the Utah Jazz locker room. The Thunder, though, did not have the test administered to them. They were all lined up and they had a fever test done. Basically, they just checked their fevers on their cheek and they were all sent home. They've basically been told to just monitor themselves. They're taking their direction from league officials and Oklahoma health officials as well. So, and then following that, NBA security will also have the coronavirus test administered to them following the Utah Jazz's test.
Good afternoon to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Welcome to a very special edition of the Shukri Writes Show, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app. I'm glad to be here with you on this Thursday special edition of the Shukri Writes Show, but this is not coming to you under very special circumstances at all. So the clip you heard was 11 hours ago, when the announcement came down from the NBA that they were going to be suspending the 2019-2020 season indefinitely. This is something that is absolutely unprecedented. And frankly, this morning, I hate to break it to you, for those who have been taking this lightly up until this point, this is no longer a joke. I hate to be the alarm for you, but this is no longer a joke. This is no longer to be taken lightly. And frankly, the NHL is going to be next. So the news that has broke since last night is that there has been a second player in the NBA who has tested positive for the coronavirus. And that is Utah Jazz teammate Donovan Mitchell, along with Rudy Gobert, who tested positive. That started its immediate decision by the NBA to suspend the season. I'll be here with you until 1 o'clock today, and I'll be here to break you any news that comes along my way in regards to any decision that is made by Major League Baseball and or the National Hockey League in regards to their decision in regarding to suspend the season or not. You can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And this was a tweet that just came in within the last few minutes by Frank Cervelli. He tweeted out, he's a senior hockey reporter for TSN in Canada. He just tweeted out 13 minutes ago. Hearing as part of the NHL's due diligence process, teams have been asked to provide arena building availability through the end of July. Seeing this tweet, I now know, and I am led to believe even more, that the NHL is going to suspend its season indefinitely. It's not a matter of if. I don't think this is opinion at this point. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. And right now, the NHL Board of Governors are meeting right now as we speak to discuss what are the next steps. What are the next moves that the league is going to make? Because here's the thing. Last night was no ordinary night in the NBA. And from everything that unfolded, and I want to tell you the moment that it really hit home and it really became real for me. I was actually on my way to TD Garden in Boston to work an extra shift that I picked up at the Garden. And I'm on the phone. Now, this is all happening in live time. So I'm on the phone, and suddenly my phone notifications begin to blow up. And I saw the notification, and it's what makes this ironic is that just a few hours before, I was actually on the phone with someone else voicing my concern that we may head to a point that professional sports may have to come to a screeching halt. But going back to that moment in particular, I saw the notification from the NBA, from Yahoo Sports, that Gobert had tested positive for the coronavirus. And that the NBA, a short time later, decided to indefinitely suspend the NBA season. As to when that will continue, no one knows. No one knows at this moment. But what I do know is this. If you did not take this seriously before, I'm begging you to wake up now. If professional sports are coming to a screeching halt to make sure that its players, that its staff, and that its faculty members are indeed safe and prepared to take care of themselves, then this is the right move. I want to make something very abundantly clear now. I'm not here to play the role of doctor on this show. I'm not going to play doctor, and nor am I going to pretend to be one. I'm here to inform you from a sports perspective just how serious this is. And as I was getting the notifications as to the suspension of the NBA season last night, just before 10 o'clock, that's when it really hit home. And I arrived at the Garden last night a little bit before 10. And it really became apparent that my colleagues hadn't even heard the news that the NBA season had been suspended. So here I am inside of TD Garden, where the expectation that there was going to be a home game for the Boston Celtics tomorrow night, a game that is no longer going to be happening, at least for now. No one had any idea. And quickly, news spread. And the news continued to build last night, overnight, as I continued to monitor the updates as to what was going to happen next and what were the next moves going to be. So the big attention this morning and the big news right now is that we're waiting word on what the NHL is going to do. As I mentioned, the board of governors are meeting as we speak. We will know at some point this afternoon on whether if the NHL is going to suspend this season or not. Because another piece of news that broke about a few minutes before I went on the air was that Major League Soccer has suspended its season for 30 days. And another piece of news that the National Lacrosse League has also suspended its season indefinitely as well. So when I say that if you were like myself, didn't take it seriously before, now is the time to be concerned. And if you're still in denial, then God bless you, because there's nothing else that can be said at this point to get people to wake up to the reality that how serious this is. So, with all of that being said, again, you can call in to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, at 855-915-9636. So I'm going through on Twitter right now, and as I said, I will pass along the news. Anything that I find out, anything that comes my way, I will be sure to pass this along to you as well. And this is also breaking news as well from ESPN. The Big Ten, the SEC, and American are canceling their men's basketball tournaments because of the coronavirus outbreak. So this is all having a domino effect, if you will. And what makes this even worse is that right now we are learning more and more potentially what Major League Baseball may do. And the only reason why, and I want to make this point right now, the only reason why we haven't seen or heard anything in regards to what Major League Baseball may do as a league is because Major League Baseball is in spring training right now. Right now, they have, about 2 weeks? 2 weeks until the regular season starts. But even then, right now, it is 100% fair to say that there's a chance that Major League Baseball may or may not even start the season on time. So, as I continue on, so according to some reports that are floating out there, right now the Celtics, they have been instructed to quarantine themselves. So, allow me to explain. The Celtics had a road game just two nights ago against the Pacers in Indianapolis. They were scheduled to play in Milwaukee tonight on national television against the Bucks. And I also want to bring up this very important point here. The Celtics played the Utah Jazz just last Friday night at the Garden. And there's a video right now on Twitter in which this was tweeted out originally by Craig Kolodny, who is a senior sports producer for NBC 10 Boston, showing Rudy Gobert warming up at the Garden last Friday while coughing in his hands repeatedly as he takes the basketball, shooting it into the hoop. And funny enough, and I don't mean funny as in ha ha he he, but funny enough and sadly enough, this is the same player who just days before, in a now video that's circulating around the internet, practically poking fun at the coronavirus, basically making fun, saying, oh, this is a hoax, by taking his hands and wiping it down on the microphones that were on the table for other players and so forth to come and speak to the press. So in that regard, to be frank with you, now having seen that video in the early hours of this morning, I was frankly very disgusted. I was disgusted for two reasons. I want to make this very clear. Number one, the reason why I was disgusted was that even if you didn't believe it at first, you just don't tempt fate. You don't tempt fate. That's number one. Number two, there was an additional report that came out in which it was confirmed and verified that Rudy Gobert took this so lightly that he was reportedly touching other teammates and as well as the belongings of his other teammates in the locker room as well. Which now leads to the news that broke within the last hour of now his teammate, Donovan Mitchell, having tested positive for the coronavirus. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're at a point now where we have to find out more as to what is going on and whatnot. Now, there is a tweet that was tweeted out by Trudy Kuznarek of NBC Sports Boston about 18 hours ago, in which that she tweeted out, end quote, "I'm begging the journalists and doctors who are covering passing on information about COVID-19 to stress that what's happened in Italy is what we're trying to avoid in the U.S. This is a concrete modern example of why cancel everything now could mean more, can mean normalities much sooner." And I wanna add on to that point there. Because that tweet speaks directly to the point that I'm about to make. And it's part of a larger disturbing observation that I made last night and early this morning talking with colleagues. There have been, and there is still a large amount of people who are not taking this seriously. And you're seeing that sports leagues, professional sports leagues, and even the collegiate levels take precaution in canceling or suspending events. And I have to tell you, you can sit here and try to convince yourself that this is just a regular flu and so forth. But unless you do your homework and you do your research and then you do your due diligence and taking preventative measures, there is no way in hell that you could afford to take this lightly, nor should you want your teams that you love and root for to not take any type of precaution to ensure that everyone is healthy, that everyone is okay. Because the truth is this. Right now, in Boston, there's enough concern over the rapid increasing of the coronavirus that I myself am beginning to wonder what is going to happen next. No one knows. But what I do know is this. TSN right now is live and basically on standby for any announcement. On any announcement in regards to what the NHL is going to do and so forth. And as I said, for any news that comes across this studio and in desk in front of me, I will do my part to pass that news along to you as well. So if you have any thoughts on what's happening, on what's going on, because this has now trickled into the world of sports, call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I'm going to be doing this show until 1 o'clock live. And if any news breaks, I'll pass it along to you. And right now, according to SportsCenter, the news that just broke. So the following conferences in college basketball has canceled their men's basketball tournaments because of the coronavirus. And so far, there's been five. That is the SEC, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the Pac-12. All five so far. There may be more that have canceled the men's basketball tournament because of the coronavirus. And this is all with the understanding and knowing that Selection Sunday is supposed to be this weekend, this Sunday coming up. So right now, I'm passing along the news as anything that I may have in front of me, that may be passing in front of me, I'll be sure to pass it along to you as well. I'm going to do my part to take very few breaks in between over the course of the next hour. So if anything does in fact break, I'll be able to break the news to you in real time. So I want to point out this piece of information real quick. So right now, based on wow, Okay, so it looks like we just got a tweet, and this could potentially pass as breaking news. This has been reported by John Heyman, insider of MLB Network. He tweeted out within the last 5-6 minutes saying, quote, hearing from folks in Grapefruit League that spring training is expected to be suspended. Wow. So spring training, as we know it, may very well be affected by all of this. Now, what I do know is this. Now, with all of this being said, I'm just trying to take a moment to really process all of this information right now. I'm beginning to really hit a point of being at a loss of words. I really don't know how much and at what point are we expected to believe that this is just some regular virus that's being spread around and whatnot. But I want to take it a step further. I want to get back into the sports realm right now. And I thought about this early this morning. I thought about this on the way in. And I think it's very important to point this out. It's very important to point out that we haven't seen anything in the likes of this before. Not in our lifetime. Where sports is coming to a screeching halt, essentially, due to the spread of a virus. The last time, as far as that I can remember, in my lifetime, and especially for this generation, the last time that sports has come to a screeching halt in this magnitude was, in fact, September 11, 2001. It was. Where sports became absolutely so unimportant. Consider this. Although we're kind of comparing apples to oranges, but the premise still remains the same. That, number one, Major League Baseball suspended its season for 6 days. The NFL suspended games that very weekend. The weekend of September 15th, 16th, 2001, there was no NFL games. None. It was suspended. Hockey was essentially in preseason. The NBA season hadn't really even begun to... I'm trying to think of what happened with the NBA season, if the NBA season started on time, and I believe it did. But the NBA season started on time, but barely a month after 9/11 had occurred. So what I'm saying is that for the sports leagues to come to a screeching halt in the manner in which that it has, and from everything that I'm hearing and that I'm reading, it looks like we are at a point now where that professional sports may be coming to exactly just that. So as of right now, this is news that just broke from Adam Schefter of ESPN. The NFL has said that it has no plans to move the start of the new league year. So, as of right now, what that means What that means is that free agency will start on time. What it means is that the new league year will still be on March 18th, as of for right now, unless something drastically changes between now and then. We'll have to wait and see. So, it's something to keep in mind. I will actually pass along any news that continues to break over the next 32 minutes. But I'm going to take a break for a moment. When we return, I want to continue to pass along any news as it pertains to the National Hockey League, as what anything that may come along in terms of what Major League Baseball is going to do on this very important day in sports, where, frankly, sports is becoming secondary to what's really important in this world. And I'll say this again until I'm blue in the face. I cannot emphasize the importance of what's happening right now. If you were not paying attention before, I really wholeheartedly advise that you do. And I want to quickly point this out before I actually go on break. That if you weren't before, and you should have before, wash your hands. Take proper measures of practicing good hygiene. Utilize common sense. But most importantly, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Coming up next, we're going to pass along any further developments that we may have. When you're listening to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford in the TuneIn Radio app and Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to play the PSA for this hour, which is brought to you by 91.5 FM, WMFO here in Medford.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, streaming nationwide on TuneIn Radio app, as well as streaming worldwide on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to join in on this Thursday afternoon as we continue to monitor the situation as it currently stands. And I got to tell you, furthermore, after speaking with a fellow radio personality at the station just moments ago, I'm even furthermore believe that this is serious. And all I will say is this, is that if you're paying attention to the sports news in terms of the news and so forth, and even if you don't watch the news, fine. But this is becoming increasingly impossible to ignore. And this really is a situation in which that you gotta wonder how does it impact the local professional sports teams? Well, obviously it does. The Celtics, that as of right now, they don't have a season. The NBA doesn't have the season suspended. That's one. Number two, the NHL, from everything that I've been reading and everything that I'm hearing, there's a strong chance that the NHL will be suspending its season. I'm going to emphasize that again. There is a strong chance, there is a strong likelihood that the NHL will be suspending its season as well. We'll have to wait and see for further word on that. But in the meanwhile, I'm here with you until 1 o'clock. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. So, according to Brian Fisher, he tweeted out apparently what was a very dizzying chronological sequence of events that took place between yesterday morning at 11:34 a.m. through last night. So I just want to go through everything that's basically happened from yesterday morning through early hours of yesterday, of today, rather. Pardon me. So here goes. Manchester City Arsenal match was postponed. This was yesterday morning, GMT time at 5 seconds. 11:34 a.m., Rutgers closes athletic events to fans. At 12:27 p.m. yesterday, the College Football Hall of Fame Class of 2020 was announced. At 12:42 p.m., the CBI tournament was canceled. 1:16 p.m. yesterday, the Wall Street Journal reports that MLB is exploring alternate sites for games. 1:50 p.m., Columbus Blue Jackets close home games to fans. To 1:55 p.m., again, this is yesterday afternoon, Tulsa football players quarantine. 2:10 p.m. yesterday afternoon, Golden State Warriors close home games to fans. 2:35 p.m., the Seattle-Los Angeles XFL game to be played without fans. 2:44 p.m., Ohio governor confirms that NCAA games will be without fans. 2:58 p.m., the United States Department bans non-essential travel. 3 p.m. yesterday, the Ivy League cancels all spring sporting events. 3:11 p.m., Penn State closes all athletic events to fans. 3:47 p.m., by the way, the times I've listed so far are all Eastern time. 3:47 p.m., Washington closes athletic events to fans. 4:15 p.m., the NCAA advises against holding sporting events with fans. 4:30 p.m., the NCAA says an NCAA tournament will be played without fans. Just quickly on that little piece, which became a major story yesterday, that was the time that the news broke. And it broke here locally that the NCAA tournament that's going to be played without fans. And then on top of that, the NCAA is considering moving the Final Four to a smaller arena. No new information in terms of that as of right now to report. So, in continuation, 4:50 p.m. Eastern, Italy shuts down commercial activity. 5:24 p.m., Michigan cancels spring game sports events without fans. 6 p.m., Juventus footballer Daniel Rugani tests positive for coronavirus. 6:19 Eastern, Maryland closes athletic events to fans. 6:33 p.m. Eastern, the San Jose Sharks close home games to fans. 6:38 p.m. Eastern, the Big Ten closes men's basketball tournament and all spring sports to fans. 6:40 p.m., the Big 12 limits men's basketball tournaments to teams 125 tickets, but no cheerleaders. 7:30 p.m., Oregon and TCU closes athletic events to fans. 7:43 p.m. Now, this actually has everything to do with, in terms of college basketball locally, Boston College closes athletic events to fans. 7:58. And by the way, we have breaking news. Just into the WMFO studios, more college basketball cancellations. All Power 5 men's hoops tournaments canceled. The A-10, the AAC, CUSA, the MAC Conference, the WAC Conference, also off. The Big East will be playing as scheduled for now. So that's breaking news just in to the WMFO studios. So we're seeing more and more college tournaments being canceled due to the coronavirus. That's just to keep that in mind. But in continuation, last night, so for those that are just tuning in, I'm going through the timeline of what has been an absolute whirlwind and insane timeline of events that started yesterday that has continued into today. So in continuation, 7:58 p.m., the ACC closes men's basketball tournament to fans. 7:59, Ohio State head coach Ryan Day announces no recruiting. 8 p.m. Eastern, Nevada and UNLV closes athletic events to fans. 8:40 p.m. Eastern. Now, this is the first news that broke as it pertained to the NBA. The Jazz, the Utah Jazz, and the Oklahoma City Thunder game was postponed. 8:49 p.m., the AAC closes men's basketball tournament to fans. 8:50 p.m., Ohio State cancels spring game. 8:53 p.m., Pac-12 closes men's basketball tournament in Vegas to fans. 9:04 p.m. Eastern Time, President Donald Trump announces Europe travel ban for the next 30 days. 9:06 p.m., actor Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson announced that they have tested positive for the coronavirus. 9:11 p.m., the SEC closes men's basketball tournament to fans. 9:27 Eastern. Now, this is where things really go from bad to worse. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz reportedly tests positive for the coronavirus. 9:31 Eastern Time, the NBA season is suspended indefinitely. 9:52 p.m., CUSA closes men basketball tournament to fans. 10:16 p.m., last night. By the way, this is all last night, by the way. Texas closes athletic events to fans. 10:31, the NABC cancels convention in Atlanta. 10:38 p.m. Eastern Time. The Pelicans and the Kings game postponed. 10:40 p.m. Nebraska head coach Fred Hoiberg taken to hospital. 10:44, Big East closes MSG to fans for the men's basketball tournament. 10:48 p.m. Baylor suspends spring football / recruiting. 11:20 Eastern p.m. Oklahoma officials arrive to test Jazz players for coronavirus. And for those that missed the opening clip for the show, that was what the clip was pertaining to in the report from ESPN. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. WAC men's basketball quarterfinal postponed due to medical situation. As of right now, I have not heard anything or read anything in regards to what that medical situation was. Now, the last two times I'm reading are dated in Pacific time. So 9:34 p.m. Pacific time, which was 12:34 a.m. Eastern time, the NBA G League was suspended. And 9:43 p.m. Pacific time, 12:43 Eastern time, Nebraska says head coach Fred Hoiberg was diagnosed with the influenza A, not the coronavirus, influenza A. So that was the timeline from the day that was yesterday. And that was just yesterday. And obviously we have more news that broke over the last few minutes that I've reported in regards to college basketball. As of right now, not right now, we still haven't heard or found anything in regards to the National Hockey League. So I'm monitoring that news front like a hawk right now. So, according to the Athletic Kings reporter Sarah Sivian, she tweeted this out within the last. Did I just lose a tweet? I think I may have. But she just tweeted this out within the last 20-something minutes. Here we go. Hearing a lot of conflicting information, which leads me to believe this hasn't been the most cohesive process, but overarching sense that is that the NHL season will most likely be suspended. This was 28 minutes ago. So as of right now, as I've said, and I'll say it again, there's a strong chance that the NHL season will be suspended. But there hasn't been official word as of yet. And this was tweeted out by Mark D'Amico. He's a Celtics analyst and reporter and writer for Celtics Digital Content, in which that he tweeted out something last night and whatnot. I just want to read it to you real quick. He tweeted this out last night saying, if the remainder of the regular season is eventually bypassed and the NBA goes straight to a standard 16-team playoff format, the Celtics' first-round opponent would be, wait for it, the Philadelphia 76ers. And there is a clip that was shared, and I want to play you this clip real quick. Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, he went on Instagram Live last night to talk about the coronavirus, and this is what he had to say.
It's past the outbreak, kind of the viral outbreak phase. It's now we're reaching like a pandemic. It's hit the NBA. etc. I wanted to be the first to say I see a lot of young people making memes. I see a lot of young people making jokes, you know, and dismissing it. And I get it, you know, Twitter, Instagram, etc. But maybe you might not be affected by it, but somebody else that you probably know will, whether it's elderly, whether it's people who are sick already, whether it's people who are affected by other type of diseases, cancer patients, you know, these people might not have the immune system to fight this virus off. So, you know, it might not be something that I'd be concerned with you, you know, but being aware and being sympathetic and considerate of people around you that this is urgent. You know, the way they stop viruses is by shutting things down. So you look at Italy, what they're doing in Italy right now, they're in complete, total shutdown mode where everything is being quarantined. People are not allowed to leave the house, etc. And I'm not saying that's where we're headed. Potentially that could be the case. So I want just people to have the awareness of what's going on, that this isn't just a joke. This isn't a conspiracy theory. Like, this is for real. You know, people will be affected by it. You might not see it now, but in the next, potentially in the next, as early as the next 2 weeks to a month, you might start seeing the effects. You know, we got all these people that might be getting sick, etc., and our healthcare and there's only so many hospitals, so we might not be able to be able to help and treat everybody. So washing your hands, you know, spreading awareness as much as you can is great. You know, also being considerate, you know, limiting your amount of contact with people, staying at home if it's possible, you know, because you might be carrying it or know somebody who is, and the less people you come in contact with, the better. So
that was Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics last night on Instagram Live. And he makes a terrific point that I want to point this out passionately, very passionately. I want to point this out that, number one, for the people who are still making jokes about this, and Jaylen Brown makes a great point, I want to harp on this even more. You may not be affected, but stop treating it as if this is some sort of a damn joke. Because frankly, not only are you being insensitive to the situation, although it may not affect you, but someone, God forbid, may be impacted. Like young children whose immune system are not as strong as a healthy adult, or even the elderly whose health system and immune system may be compromised. That's one. Number two, he reiterated a point that was made, and I'm going to reiterate this point again. Wash your hands and do your part to stop the spread of this pandemic. Because that's where we're heading now. And as a matter of fact, if that's not where we're heading, that's where we're at now. A pandemic. In which that the sports leagues and sports is in fact being severely impacted by all of this. So it's just something to just really keep in mind and to really take seriously. And I hope that these words does not fall upon deaf ears. And you know what's scary? History does have a tendency to repeat itself. Now, in case of anybody did not know this, the NHL historically did in fact face something incredibly similar, if not worse, considering the time in which it took place. Allow me to explain. In 1919, and this was tweeted out to by a Twitter user, and it has been confirmed. But in 1919, the NHL they canceled the Stanley Cup Finals due to the Spanish flu pandemic. And the Spanish flu, as we know, was lethal at its time because partly and by large part, they did not have the medical and technological advances that we have today. So the 1919 Stanley Cup Finals between the Montreal Canadiens and the Seattle Metropolitans, that series was not completed. So there was no Stanley Cup champion for 1919. There was none. So here we are in what is a very concerning time. Now, I just checked on the schedule for the next hour, and it doesn't look like there is another program coming on after this one. So I'm going to continue discussion and coverage of the situation right here on the Shukri Wright Show, latest until 2 o'clock, where the next program will take over. But as of right now, there's nothing set in stone for 1 o'clock. I could be wrong. But the original plan was to take it to 1 o'clock. But there is no scheduled program after this one until 2 o'clock. So while we sit here and wait on word from the NHL in regards to what they're going to do, I will do my part to remain on the airwaves, and I'm going to extend this program, God permitting, for another hour, if permitted so. So coming up next, we're going to continue the coverage of the coronavirus and its impact on pro sports, and as to what is going to be next, what's coming next, and so forth. And it's something that we will continue to talk about here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So we're going to step away and take a break. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Freeform Radio. We're going to continue the show and stick around for any potential breaking news to break over the next hour. Just keep it locked here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was hour number one, ladies and gentlemen, of the Shukri Wright Show from March 12, 2020, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. As you could hear, there was a number of things that happened that day, in which when I heard these clips and just reflecting on it, it was like, wow. It just brought back a plethora of memories of, you know, how things were unfolding in real time, and that there were moments in time in which that things felt as if that it was happening fast, but also slow at the same time, if that makes sense. If you agree with me, I'll just nod your head in silence and let me know. And if you're listening to this program, shoot me a message on social media at Shukri Wright, at SHUKRIWRIGHTS. Instagram at SWright Radio, _ at SWRIGHTSRADIO _. Coming up next, in just a few moments, you're going to hear hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show from March 12, 2020. The shutdown of sports as the coronavirus was officially deemed a global pandemic by the World Health Organization. So the next clip you're going to hear is hour number two of the Shukri Wright Show from March 12, 2020. Enjoy.
Welcome back to a special edition second hour of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We're going to do the station identification as well as the PS.